Pleased to be joined down at ice level by General Manager and Head Coach Mark Lamb. And Coach, firstly, I just want to say congratulations on an unbelievable season. You proved a lot of people wrong, winning 44 times, but just your thoughts.
Well, it's such a gut punch right now. It's really hard to really put in the word into words because we just lost, and that's what really hurts. You know, you have a team like this, and one thing I want to say about this team though is, you know, right from the start, and you say a lot of people didn't give it a chance, but we've come a long ways, and we've had some really good teams here in the past, you know, in the last few years, some high-end skills, some, you know, just some really good teams, and but this team had the right attitude the whole year long, went through some adversity, you know, had that long losing streak there, and that was a lot of adversity. But if you're inside the room and you see what these kids were going through, and you see how hard they work, you know, this loss really hurts because we deserve better, and you can hold your head high. This whole team, the organization, how we care about each other, you know, that's winning.
You sound, and rightfully so, like a very, very proud coach.
Well, it's just hard, yeah. Like it's a real good team, and guys care about each other. And, you know, that's exactly what you want as a coach.
Yeah, you've done an amazing job, Coach. It's weird to think. I know it's so early and raw. The game as a whole, it was fantastic. Like, I thought you played so good tonight, good enough to win. I know, obviously, again, it's raw, but it felt like you did so many good things tonight, Mark.
We did. You know, the first two periods, we were flawless. You know, we really were. You know, you're going to make a few mistakes, but how we battled through some injuries, some suspensions, this team went through a lot. And to lose like this, it's a real gut punch, but proud of these guys. I'm, you know, as you know, everyone says, like, you've been around a lot, you've seen a lot of hockey. This team has it. You know, it'll never be together again, but it's the foundation and the attitude that these guys bring, and it's a winning attitude that's going to carry on.
I've always mentioned about how even keel you are, and you certainly are, but for you as the head coach and general manager, it's also very emotional, correct?
Yeah, you know, losing hurts. You know, that's why you're in this game. And especially when you're coaching a group that you really care about, and you always care about your players, but this group is special.
So many great players too, right? And it's the end of the line for obviously the 20-year-olds, but I want to get right to your captain, Bauer Dumansky. Like, that, this guy is the epitome of a Prince George Cougar. Played every single game in a Cougar uniform. He's an all-time games played leader among defensemen. Boy, it's weird to think that his career is over in Prince George Cougar colors, but I just want to give the floor, Coach, about just an amazing captain in person.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I was talking about, of building something around here, and that's the type of attitude and the type of leadership that's just going to carry on. There was no selfishness through this whole team. I think everybody could see that. You know, when we're down and out, we're never down and out, because we just go and do our jobs. And it's a real credit to the guys. It's a real credit to Doomer. And I just think Doomer, it's just too bad. He was a horse out there in this series. He was just getting better.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys we want to have you comment on. And I got to go to number 31. I mean, the best goalie PG Cougars have had. And I mean, I
never.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I've been here since day one, watched the Cougars since day one. We may not get another Josh Ravensbergen. Hopefully we will in Prince George. Yeah. But this guy, I don't know. You're not going to be able to say anything you haven't said in the past, but we do. We realize that we've seen him in a Prince George Cougars uniform in all likelihood for the last time. And I mean, what more do you want to say? What do you want to say about number 31?
Well, he's grown here. He's grown up in this organization, and it's no different than Doomer. It's just a different position. You know, and he grew and he got better, and he's a first round NHL draft pick, and we're just proud to see him go. You know, that's what this is all about. What a foundation he's laid. We've had a lot of good goaltenders in here, and we expect to keep it going. There's nothing that's going to change that, and we expect to see him in the NHL.
Yeah. I was just thinking about this. Like, we've had so many interviews about the teams that you've played against and how teams are, you know, you're playing against a winning organization that knows winning. I feel like you and your staff have turned this place into a winning organization.
I think we have, and it is baby steps, and it's really hard to put into words what a winner is. It's not a winner is not exactly a guy that is carrying the cup around. There's, you know, that team, you're part of it, but it's how you go about your business. It's how you play. It's how you treat your teammates. It's a whole bunch of things that goes into winning, and we're going in the right direction. We're still not there yet, and there's a couple little things that, you know, the guys will see, but the buy-in part of where we're going with this team was excellent.
As a general manager, you've done a superb job of bringing guys in and not giving up very much, whether it was Wheatcroft, whether it was Vallis, whether it was Zach Funk, this year, Gazowski. You seem to find the guys, and Gazowski fit right in as we talk about some of the guys, and I always think there's got to be pressure on Mark every year to bring these guys in because he always finds them, and there's something to that. But it's not just you're not just looking for somebody that can score goals or play well defensively. You're looking for the character in the room, and that's what you found with the Giz.
Yeah, you're looking for fits, right? You're looking for a fit that can come in and, you know, hopefully, you know, create some chemistry with some guys. And Giz has been excellent from day one. He's a real personality. He's a great guy in the dressing room. And what can you say about his year? You know, what can you say about our power play? You know, he was just a big part of that, and it never stopped all year long.
Yeah. I want to ask about Carson as well. I mean, what a hockey player. I mean, that goal he scored tonight was world-class. But, again, what a world-class human being as well. I forget, like, everyone knows how good these guys are as hockey players, but as human beings, boy, is he special.
Yeah, very special. And you know what? We can go on and we can talk about players, and that's where we're at right now. The players are good, and they understand, and they want to win. And when you have that combination of a player like Carroll's, like, they're going to get better because they want it so bad. And, you know, look at him in his draft year here. Like, he's jumped up the charts. He's going to go wherever he goes. Someone's going to get a great player. But all the players that we're talking about, you guys can bring up somebody. They're part of what we've been building for a few years here, but they have the right attitude.
I think we'll leave you with this. The fans are either in their cars or their home or wherever they are listening, and there's a lot of Prince George Cougar fans. I know we end our podcast like this, but this is our last opportunity in terms of for this season post-game show. I want you to give your final message. What you want to say, you can say anything you want, however you want to say it, as long as you want, about the Prince George Cougar fans that have been incredibly supportive.
Well, it is. It's been incredible the whole year. The last few years, they've really jumped on board. Not only in Prince George, you start to hear it, and that's when you know it's real special. That's when you know your team is special, is when other people start talking about it. And the Prince George Cougar fans, you know, we have people from the league office in here talking about how rowdy our fans are, and that's a compliment.
Yeah, for sure. Mark Lamb, appreciate you as always. You got my vote for Coach of the Year. I think you very well deserve it, and appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys.